Jar shorts, that unfolded with a new generation fighting two long and costly wars, that saw a vicious recession spread across our nation and the world. It has been and still is a hard time for many. But tonight, we turn the page. Tonight, after a breakthrough year for America, our economy is growing and creating jobs at the fastest pace since 1999. And you've got political gerrymandering that sorts things out so that every district is either one thing or the other. And so there are a lot of institutional forces that make it seem like we have nothing in common.
Obama.
One of the great things about being president is you travel all across the country, and I've seen too much of the good and generous and big-hearted optimism of people, young and old, folks like Bella. I've seen how deep down there's just a core decency and a desire to make progress together among the American people. That's what I believe. So I've got 2 years left in office. I'm not going to stop trying to make our politics work better. That's what you deserve. That's how we move the country forward. We've got big things to do together. I may be in the fourth quarter of my presidency, but here at the home of the team, with the most famous Statue of Liberty play in history, I don't need to remind you that big things happen late in the fourth quarter. So here's where we're starting in 2015. Our economy is growing. Our businesses are creating jobs at the fastest pace since 1999. Our deficits have been cut by two-thirds. Our energy production is booming. Our troops are coming home. We have risen from recession, better position, freer to write our own future than any other country on earth. But as I said last night, now we've got to choose what future we want. Are we going to accept an economy where only a few of us do spectacularly well? Or can we commit ourselves to an economy that generates rising incomes and opportunities for everybody who's willing to try hard? For 6 years, we've been working to rebuild our economy on a new foundation. And what I want people to know is, thanks to your hard work and your resilience, America is coming back. And you'll recall when we were in the midst of the recession, right after I came into office, there was some arguments about the steps we were taking. There were questions about whether we were doing the right thing. But we believed we could reverse the tide of outsourcing and draw new jobs back to America. And over the past 5 years, our businesses have created more than 11 million new jobs. We believed that with smart energy policies, we could reduce our dependence on foreign oil and protect our planet. Today, America is number one in oil production and gas production and wind production. Every 3 weeks, we bring online as much solar power as we did in all of 2008. And meanwhile, thanks to lower gas prices and higher fuel standards, the average family this year should save about $750 a pump. We believed we could do better when it came to educating our kids for a competitive world. And today our younger students have earned the highest math and reading scores on record. Our high school graduation rate has hit an all-time high. More young people, like folks right here at Boise State, are finishing college than ever before. We figured sensible regulations could encourage fair competition and shield families from rule and prevent the kind of crises that we saw in 2007, 2008. And today we have new tools to stop taxpayer-funded bailouts. And in the past year alone, about 10 million uninsured Americans finally gained the security of health coverage, including right here in Idaho. Now, sometimes, you think folks have short memories, because at every step of the way, we were told that these goals were too misguided, or they were too ambitious, or they crushed jobs, or they'd explode deficits, or they'd destroy the economy. You remember those, right? I bet that every step we took, this is going to be terrible. And instead, we've seen the fastest economic growth in over a decade. And we've seen the deficits, as I said, go down by two-thirds. And people's 401ks are stronger now because the stock market has doubled. And healthcare inflation is at the lowest rate in 50 years. Lowest rate in 50 years. Here in Boise, your unemployment rate has fallen below 4%, and that's almost two-thirds from its peak 5 years ago. So, the verdict is clear. The ruling on the field stands. Middle-class economics works. Expanding opportunity works. These policies will keep on working as long as politics in Washington doesn't get in the way of our progress. You know, we can't suddenly put the security of families back at risk by taking away their health insurance. We can't risk another meltdown on Wall Street by unraveling the new rules on Wall Street. We're going to stand between working families in any attempt to roll back that progress. Because today, thanks to a growing economy, the recovery is touching more and more lives. Wages are finally starting to go up. More small business owners plan to raise their employees' pay than at any time since 2007. But we need to keep on going. Let's do more to restore the link between hard work and opportunity for every single American. That's our job. That's our job.
America's flag is flying high. Colors of a moment we can reach the sky. America's flag is flying high. Colors of a moment we can reach the sky. America's flag is flying high.